Yeah. Yo. Yes.
Welcome to another issue of I Got Issues with your host, Jason Maynard.
Maynard.
And
James Wright.
James, what up, son?
Not much, man.
Another podcast. Here we go again.
Another podcast, another day, another dollar.
Thank you to everybody out there who's making comments and downloading the podcast.
Yeah.
A lot of downloads, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking strange.
It's wicked, man. Celebrity status.
Far from celebrities.
Far from.
What's been going on this past week? Not much?
Same chilling as usual, man. Not much. Just, working the 9 to 5, trying to survive, trying to stay alive.
Let's get right into the issue.
Let's just get into it.
I'm going to break down the topic of conversation today. Right away.
Right away.
I'm going to get right into where we're going to go with this today. So people can decide whether they want to listen to it or they don't. Because this is what the issues are going to be.
They're going
to
listen.
We're going to be talking today about the word whitewash.
Whitewash. All right.
Yes. That's going to be a topic today. Monster truck racing is going to be a topic today. And gas prices. That's it.
That's it.
Tales from the Trip. That's it. That's the whole podcast. Let's all get right into it. Whitewash.
Whitewash. Now, there must be a story behind this in some sort of way.
There's always stories about this, and it makes me mental. This is the thing, okay?
God. Here we go.
People always say stupid things.
Always.
I've been known to say stupid things nonstop, but there's very few things that make me really upset. Like, I don't really get that mad about too many things, but this is one thing that pisses me off.
Oh, damn.
Next person that says, oh, you're so whitewashed.
Oh, I hate that.
It's going to get, I'm not going to punch them. I'm just going to bitch slap them.
Yeah. Because
there's nothing worse than just getting slapped by another man and me looking at you like, what'd you say?
And it's so bad, too, when it comes from a white person.
Like, oh my God, you speak so normal. You're like white. What the fuck does that mean?
What does that mean? How's a black person supposed to speak?
You know what it means? It means that people are fucking idiots.
Yeah, man. There's like a hidden, like a little hidden racism in everybody. Maybe they don't know that. That's not even
hidden. It's like, oh, you're whitewashed. I'm like, this is what always comes up. They're like, where are you from? What's your nationality? What's your background? I'm Canadian. They're like, no. Well, what, like, where are your parents from? My parents are from Canada.
Yeah.
I'm like third, I'm super Canadian.
I'm more Canadian than you.
We were here with the natives. That's how Canadian I am. I'm like super duper Canadian. Like the super duper. I'm like a real Canadian dude. So when people say that, they're like, well, people just, they're so stupid. Oh my God. It makes me, I can't even concentrate. I get so angry about this.
Oh my God.
But they're like, oh, well, like you're not like a real black guy.
What does that mean?
What is a real black guy supposed to? I'm like, what do you want me to be? Like, who are you expecting to see? What do you want me to sag my jeans a little bit, get a do-rag, have a gun, maybe rob you? I don't know. Like, will that make you happy? Will that make
you need, more you black? Need at least like two girls on each side of your arm, some gold chains, gold watches. Yeah, man, you people need really get, some bling.
They really get caught up in the stereotype of what they see, and they're like, if you're not what I see on TV or in the newspaper, then I don't fit the criteria, which is complete bullshit. I'm just as black as the next guy.
Yeah,
I don't have to talk a certain way. I don't have to walk a certain way.
It's ridiculous, man. It infuriates me. It infuriates.
Of course.
Me. You know what? It's so weird how you're talking about this because, like, I don't even know why I was thinking this today, but like I remember like an old coworker. I can't remember what we're talking about, but they were saying, you know what, James, you're the whitest black guy I know. And I froze because this is like a girl. Like I don't know what to say. You know, it just comes down to it's like, why don't you tell me what a black person's supposed to be like? Break it down for me.
That's what I always say. When somebody says something like that, I'm like, you know what? You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I am. I've been hearing this an awful lot lately. I am pretty white. Can you please tell me what I can do to be a little more black? Can you give me some tips? What should I do? And wait for them to answer you, because there's no way to answer the question. It's
because
impossible.
They'll realize that a stupid comment that they just made.
Fucking idiots.
People realize this. You gotta just... I don't know, be more sensitive, or maybe it's not even being sensitive. I think it's just
think about what you say.
Yeah, think before you speak.
You know, you can say some pretty dumb shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only one thing. I have a friend, and you know, there's something that I can say to him that, like, well, that's the code red button. Like, you've just crossed the line.
Oh yeah.
With me, I dish out a lot of shit to a lot of people.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah.
I talk mad shit.
Yeah.
But this is the one thing that I don't tolerate.
No.
And I don't like it.
It's ridiculous. No, I totally agree with you, man. I'm taking a stand.
Next person that says is getting slapped. And I'm just gonna stare at them. Am I black enough now? There's a pimp slap.
I pimp slapped you.
Pimping's in my blood. Granddaddy's pimp. That is poop. You know, I don't know. Stuff like that drives me crazy.
People
don't even, they're like, oh my God, Jason, relax. Shut up.
What do you mean,
like,
relax?
You're telling me that I can't be I can't be black because I clearly have gotten some sort of education. I talk English. You know, I don't meet the stereotypes. I don't wear a baseball hat backwards. I don't know. I'm 30 fucking years old or something around there.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me, man. I don't know if you ever seen that. There's a video online. You know that the one shit white girls say?
White girls say.
Yeah. There's a new one out that a black girl did, and she's wearing like a blonde wig, and it's called Shit White Girls Say to Black Girls. And it is hilarious. If anyone hasn't watched it yet, you got to watch it. And you know what? I think me and you should do Shit White Dudes Say to Black Guys.
Oh, I know what they say. And I know what they say when I turn my back.
I think we should make a video. I think we should do it.
There's a lot of things that we need to do.
Yeah.
But that's first off the top.
Think before you speak.
Next top. Person, listen. A lot of people that know me are listening. I dare you.
I dare you. Here comes the pimp slap. Don't be surprised.
Double dog dare you. Anyways, I'm clearly not that white because I don't watch monster truck racing.
You ever see a commercial for like a monster truck? Like I'm watching TV.
Oh,
and
pull
I'm
up,
like,
pull up.
Hello. Yo. That didn't quite work. But anyways.
Wow, that was terrible.
That was horrible.
Yeah, I was watching TV and I'm like watching this and there's like, come down to the Sky Dome. See the Marley car racing. We got Bigfoot coming out there. They got, you know, all the sound effects. Like who goes to this?
Oh,
do people really go see monster truck racing?
I think people do. I think little kids go see monster truck racing, man.
You ever watch a monster truck race?
No, I don't think I have. Actually, you know what? No, wait. I think I might have back in Sudbury, like when they came to Sudbury at least once. Oh, no, it was motocross. Sorry, it was motocross.
All right.
And I think they had like one monster truck that was like motocross or something.
I can't even comprehend what goes on at a monster truck rally race. I don't know what happens. These big trucks drive around and jump over cars and stuff. That's it?
That's what I hear.
That's ignorant shit. That's crazy to me.
A lot of gasoline, a lot of exhaust.
I don't know who gets
big trucks,
that.
Big tires.
Is this like a hick thing?
I don't even know, man. I don't know. I guess so.
Because I would never go and see this. I don't know. It's clearly never reached my hood. You know, 'cause I'm so black. It doesn't get to the black neighborhoods. I've never gone to see this. Maybe I need to go check it out. Maybe I'm missing something.
Maybe, man.
I doubt it.
But you know what? I think if you go to a monster truck rally race or whatever they're called, I think that would be you being whitewashed.
No, but clearly by me even doing a podcast or doing something creative, when clearly I should be out robbing people and stealing
at Monster Truck Rally races.
You know, I'm over that topic. I don't even want to hear about it ever again.
Ever again.
Come see Monster Crash Rally. We're gonna let a big foot the grave digger. Come see everybody, all the kids and the children.
Crazy.
Come down to the sky dome today. Zoom. Zoom.
Oh man, that's Zoom. Hilarious.
Anyways,
no, I really don't get it. I don't get it. I know.
Do you eat like healthy and shit?
You know what? I do.
Do you buy like organic food?
No, I don't. Reason being, it's too damn expensive. And I question the fact, is it really organic? How do I really know? Does this sticker really say, just because it says it's organic? And you always see like those news profile things where they're like, actually, this is not really organic. It's only the seeds that we feed. And you know what I mean? It's like, huh, what? They always make it confusing. So no, I don't.
I noticed like Whole Foods is opening up like all over the place and they got all this organic.
Yeah.
Whole Foods is pretty expensive. Grocery store yeah. to even go to in the first place, but
why would you be going there,
dude? I used to live in fucking suburbia. I know all about Whole Foods, but you know, I see all these articles and all these reports, like all these apples that are supposed to be organic, they're like sprayed with all these pesticides. And
yeah,
stuff. Like, and you to me, I don't know. I can't taste the difference.
You know,
I can't even see the difference. I can't taste the difference. I don't know what is what. I just know like an apple should just be a regular apple size and not like five times the size of a regular apple. Like,
yeah.
I can point that out and be like, there could be something wrong with this apple. It's the size of a watermelon. Of a basketball. No. Stuff like that. But I don't know, man. There's so many people caught up in trying to eat healthy and trying to eat like raw and real and, you know, but then you go to find out that it's all bullshit and it's all fake.
Yeah, it's true, man. I don't even know how, I don't know.
I don't know. To me, it's just buy regular food. Go to Food Basics.
You know, it's another weird thing all about like the whole food thing is like a lot of people are allergic to wheat now. Are you allergic to wheat?
Don't get me started on allergies.
No, but like you never know. Okay, first of all,
with this gluten allergy thing that everybody's got.
Hold up. So like people drink milk, man, and I've mentioned this before to somebody about how I think drinking milk is ridiculous because we're the only mammals that drink milk from another mammal. It doesn't make any sense. Who other monkeys don't even do that? And you don't see a monkey going up to a zebra and drinking its milk. It's disgusting. Why are humans drinking cow milk? We should be drinking human milk, if anything. Anyways, we don't even need to drink milk.
That's just disgusting.
It is, though.
What, are you going to drink milk from a tit?
Well, you're drinking milk from a cow. It's the same thing. It's weird. Don't you think you're drinking milk from another animal?
I don't like to think about things like this.
But see what I'm saying? How it's weird, though?
I understand, it's but so I don't want to think about Never it.
Never thought of it before. It's disgusting. That's why I don't drink milk. And but anyways...
what do you got in your fridge? Rice milk and stuff like that?
No, I usually don't have any sort of like milk, not even like almond milk, but I actually have to admit that I do have soy milk in my fridge only because I bought a box of cereal and I thought I could drink it with water. It doesn't taste as good with water.
What kind of ghetto shit is that? Eating cereal with water?
Now, if that ain't black, I don't know what is.
I haven't had cereal and water since the late 80s.
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do, man. I got to drink my cereal with water sometimes. But yeah, I don't even like soy milk. But yeah, people are like lactose intolerant now. But anyways, now people are allergic to wheat. Is this for real? Gluten-free? Like what?
This is a huge thing.
It's huge. It's massive. Pizza has gluten-free pizza crust.
I know that this is a big deal. I don't know what happened to human beings.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What happened?
This is a lot of these people back in the day where a man was a man.
Yeah, you eat
a caveman was a caveman. They would have never lasted. What do you mean you're allergic?
Yeah, exactly.
Just eat.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's happened over the past maybe 20 years, 15, 20 years, because when I was growing up,
man, yeah.
As a child, I mean, I knew like some people had like some sort of like grass allergies and stuff like that. Yeah. But I never heard there's no peanut allergy.
Yeah. Well,
you can't even go, you can't send your kid to school with a peanut butter sandwich. Uh-huh. You eat with a peanut butter sandwich, you have to eat in the hallway. they segregate you. It's so crazy.
Peanut butter sandwich eater.
Kids will die from this.
No, and it's true. To it's me, crazy.
I've never heard. It's clearly something that we're eating or
the chemicals,
or doing,
man.
Because people weren't allergic to peanuts and to shellfishes and to gluten. This new gluten allergy has come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And now everybody's allergic. Dude, I work at a restaurant. Oh, I'm have a gluten. You know what? You got a gluten allergy. I hate to break the news to you. Just stay home. Don't go out to eat because it's impossible.
Oh man,
you can't do anything. It's like I have a gluten allergy. This is what you can order.
Yeah,
you can have chicken, fish, or steak. No, like nothing put onto it.
Yeah.
And a salad with no salad dressing, maybe oil and vinegar.
Oh
my! With nothing on top, just lettuce. You can't have croutons. You can't, like,
you're
who wants to live like that? You're living a miserable existence.
Gluten,
but it's a serious deal. Like,
no, it is.
I know
it's crazy.
Like this girl. She's just a young kid.
Yeah.
And she's developed a gluten allergy, and she.
That's so weird, though. I don't even get that.
She was normal up until she was like 12 years old, and now, like. She's on the special diet. Her parents shell out so much money.
Jeez.
For like gluten-free bread.
That's crazy. You got to do what you got to do, man. I don't understand. There's something that's going on that we're doing wrong.
Listen,
these chemicals we put in our food.
I'm a man. I'm not allergic to nothing. All right. I'm allergic to idiots. That's it.
All you idiots, you got to stay away.
I don't know. I really have zero allergies. If I don't like something, I might say I'm allergic to it, but you know, I have no allergies. I'm a superhuman.
Yeah, you'd like to think so.
I've got a super.
You'd like to think so.
I've got a superhuman ability. Listen, dude, I don't get sick.
Yeah, I had to. Yeah, I guess
I don't get sick. I don't even have time to get sick. Yeah. What are you talking about? I don't get sick. I haven't been sick since 1994. You do the math on that.
What happened in 1994 that you got sick?
In 1994, I had a sore throat. Mainly because I didn't want to go to school. And my grandfather's like, okay, I'll take you to the doctor. And I got some green stuff to numb my throat. And that was the last time.
So you weren't really sick. You're just pretending.
And I really wasn't even sick.
Jeez.
I kind of had a little sore throat, though.
Superhuman. Superhuman.
But listen, I don't do drugs. I don't take Tylenol. I don't take aspirin.
Seriously?
Nope.
Why not?
Because
like, not even like, what's the...
Advil.
Wait, yeah, Advil.
Pepto-Bismol. I don't do nothing.
Like, Advil is like the lighter of the two, right? Or the better of the two or whatever.
I have no idea. I just don't do any of it.
Seriously?
I don't believe in it.
Really?
I believe that there's something to it, man. If everybody takes Tylenol for pain, everyone's popping the same pill. I don't know. I'm a weird guy when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah, that sounds like some sort of conspiracy stuff. Even I don't go that far.
This is what I punish myself. Okay? And I'm like... You know what? I don't get sick because I believe that your mind is super powerful.
Whoa. Where's this coming from? Jeez. What happened on this trip?
Jeez,
man. What the?
I've had this philosophy for so long.
What are you, a guru now? What's going on?
It's like, listen, your mind is super powerful and your mind can control everything. Your mind controls everything.
What the?
And whenever I feel like I'm... If you whatever that feeling is where you're like, oh, you know, maybe something's coming on. Some people go grab echinacea, like, oh my God, I'm about to get sick, or they start eating vitamin C or whatever. I just tell myself, dude, you're not sick. Suck it up, soldier. And I pretend, and this is the process that goes through my crazy mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, what would you do if you were in Iraq and you're in the trenches?
Huh.
People, guns are going off. And you go to your commander like, oh, you know, I'm not feeling too well right now. You know what happens to you? You get left behind and you die.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not dying. I'm like, listen, what would you do? You're gonna suck it up. And you just suck it up and you keep on moving.
Man, that's deep, man. I've never knew you were like
really?
That. No, seriously, I never knew. Like
100%.
I never knew you're all for like the mind, man. That's crazy.
Yes, man. You can talk.
You're a soldier.
You can talk yourself into getting sick, or you can talk yourself out of getting sick.
Yeah.
And there's studies that even say that it's true. Like, if you
mind over matter kind of thing, right?
Yeah, like if you're like, oh my God, I feel sick. Oh my God, I'm gonna get sick. Guess what? You're fucking halfway there. You're gonna get sick for sure.
Yeah,
you want it. You've talked yourself into getting sick.
Yeah, it's true.
Talk yourself out of it. You'll be okay.
Man,
try it out, people. Trust me.
Yeah, try it out, man. What next time you start to feel a little bit sick, or next time, you know, things aren't going your way, say to yourself, what would Jason do?
Yeah, I'll tell you what to do. Suck it up.
Suck it up. Be a soldier.
But I do all men kind. I do all kinds of crazy things. Like if I go out and I get really drunk and I'm hungover the next day, like I won't take Tylenol to relieve my headache. I'm like, okay, now you got to go to work and you feel like absolute crap, but you're gonna have to suck it up because guess what? You're the one who went out last night and decided to poison your whole body, and now you feel like shit. This is what happens.
Yeah,
and that's what I do. I'm a glutton for punishment. I'll punish myself.
Oh, so you're glutton for punishment. I was trying to make a joke there on being gluten free.
Nah,
oh, damn, missed it.
Same thing. Like I'm probably a good thing. I'm not a parent because
if you lose your kid, you'd be like, oh well.
If I lose my winter jacket, let's say I go out and I get drunk and I lose my winter coat. Guess what? I'm not getting another winter coat. You got to ride it out.
That's
your
awesome,
dumbass went out and you lost your jacket. So guess what? No more jacket. You get a new jacket next year.
Yeah.
You get one jacket a year. That's it.
Yeah. Wait for the next season.
So tough it out. I don't know. You got to bundle up. I don't know what you got to do. You got a
couple sweaters. That's hilarious.
That's how I roll. Things, man.
That's funny. Yeah. I had no idea, man. That's good, man. Mind over matter.
I'm telling you, there's something in the drugs that if everybody's this is why I was like, I'm never going to get an iPod because too many people have it. And I don't know if like one day fucking Mr. Apple's going to push a button and everyone's head's going to explode. You know, they sold 100 million iPods in the United States of America.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's 1 in 3 people have got an iPod.
That's nuts. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
They're dominating the entire like electronics industry, man. It's crazy.
So who knows what's built into these AirBuds.
Man, you're starting to sound like me. You're taking it a whole step further, man. Like I thought I was bad, but damn, dude. Like that is that is deep. I don't own an iPod because one day that's deep. I thought covering the camera on my iMac was bad.
Listen, you never know what's up there. I don't trust very many people.
But guess what?
I have an iPod now.
Well, you have an iPhone, man.
I know.
That's the ultimate.
Listen, I cracked. I'm like if I'm going to get an iPhone, then I'm all in.
Yeah, I guess so.
So
see, I'm a big believer that, you know, well, obviously, I'm pretty sure everyone already knows this, that any phone call that you make is monitored and, you know what I mean, probably even recorded.
Sure. Of course.
I guarantee it. Looking for keywords, whatever else.
Everything.
But I mean, if you don't do anything wrong, I mean, you shouldn't be afraid.
Everything you do goes into a database.
Yep. When you search the web, maybe.
Search the web and you type in children, booty. Young, naked, guess what? People will find you.
Man. Yep. That's for sure.
And they should. Like, I don't have a problem.
Oh, definitely.
I don't have a problem with the government really monitoring things. Because the internet was created for creeps.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like
and for the government.
There's a comedian who made a joke, like, I can't remember who it was, but he says a joke that goes along these lines. If, like, back in the day before fetishes were out, like, you would go to a party. like, before the internet, you'd have to go to, like, a party and be, like, you know, you'd be out talking with a girl and she'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, how is this? And he's like, oh, it's good. I'm just going to go to the washroom and take a piss. Maybe I'll piss on you and see her reaction. Like, I'm just joking, clearly. But now you just go into the internet and you find your whole community of people who like to get pissed on or whatever crazy
so
nonsense
true.
That you're into.
And even if you erase your history, that history is still saved somewhere. Don't even be fooled, guys. That history is saved.
So
that's funny, man. That's
a
good joke, actually.
It's a crazy good joke. I can't remember who that comedian said that, but it's so true. It's like you would have to like, just imagine like you're into like throwing up on girls or something like that. You know, like, how do you, how would you go about finding people that are like-minded? It'd be impossible back in the day.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
You just have to, like, be asking people questions, like, blah, and see, oh, you like, okay. You know, like, it'd be so strange. But now it's the internet. You just go onto the internet, throwing up on people, and you find fucking, you find out that there's a billion of you crazies out there.
Yeah, it's true. I was going to make a really bad joke, but I'm not going to say it.
The internet has a lot of good, but it's got a lot of bad.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I was watching this documentary last night about Burma. I got to start this. Anyways, about Burma, and like, it's just crazy how what they would do. You're not allowed to film anything when you go to Burma. Like, you can't film anything. If you're caught with a camera and you're filming something, especially if it's like undercover police or like just police in general or any sort of like soldiers or anything, they'll confiscate your camera and like destroy it, take all your tapes. They'll find out where you live.
They just open up the borders to that country, though.
It's crazy. What's that?
You can now visit there as a tourist.
Oh, yeah. Now you can. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, back maybe 2008 or so, that's, they had everything blocked off. But yeah, they would use the internet. Actually, they'd use the satellites to send all the video over to like North America so people can see their story. So yeah, the internet can be good. That's a short, long story right there.
I don't know anything about that. There's nothing funny about that story.
But no, it's not funny at all.
Here's another thing that I've clearly gotten way off of where we're supposed to go today with this whole podcast. But if, would you buy an 18-year-old alcohol? Do you think that 18-year-olds should be able to drink?
Yeah, I'm fine with it, because I'm just thinking about like Montreal or like Quebec. Quebec, you could drink when you're 18.
I find it crazy, like, in the United States, the drinking age is 21. I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy that here it's 19.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Like, my little sister, she's like, you know, we were having a conversation about this and that, and then I was telling her never to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
I'm like, never do it, because she's, like, 15. So yeah. I'm like, you know, don't smoke and don't drink and don't do drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to be the good guy. And but then, like, we're talking about getting jobs and stuff, and I'm like, listen, when you make your own money and you're 18, guess you could do whatever you want. You're an adult now.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, you're 18. You asked me to buy you cigarettes, or you want a drink.
Yeah.
Guess what? Okay, have a drink. I don't care. You're an adult. You can vote.
Yeah. Can you? Yeah.
You get your age of majority when you're 18. You can vote. You can vote, but you can't have a drink.
Yeah, that's weird.
You can go to war,
but you can't
have a drink. Throw your ass out there and shoot people.
Yeah.
But you can't have a drink?
That doesn't make any sense.
You're crazy. 18-year-olds, do whatever you want. That's what I say.
Oh, my God.
I say, do whatever you want. You're an adult. They officially say that you're an adult when you turn 18. You're an adult. My books, you can do adult things.
Yeah. Officially, on paper, you're an adult. But mentally, sometimes these people,
we're clearly not talking about mentality.
No.
I'm saying that they're going to be responsible and do the right thing. They're going to fuck up.
Yeah. That's what 18-year-olds do. They're going to mess up, man.
But listen, do whatever you want. Yeah. You're 18. Your dad's giving you shit because you came home drunk. You tell your dad, I'm 18. I'm a man. Now back up. Listen, Dad, I do what I want. I'm my own man. He might tell you, get out of his house. Get your own house.
Yeah, since you're a man now, yeah.
Oh, you a big man now. Now you're going to pay big man rent.
Too bad you're not making big man dollars at 18. Yeah, I get that, but yeah. I don't know if I would buy alcohol for an 18-year-old.
I'm not going to do it because I'm going to go to jail.
But I mean,
if I'm out of, if I'm at my house,
they should make the law 18 for everything.
If I'm at home and my sister is 18 and she's like, can I have a drink? I was like, have a drink. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Who am I?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care. You're an adult. Do what you want to do. Like, as soon as you, in my family, when you turn into an adult, that's it. No more gifts. Christmas time sucks. No presents. You're an adult now.
Oh, man. Welcome, deal with the real life.
Welcome to hell.
Welcome to hell and adulthood. But yeah, I agree, man. Except for the mentality, man. Have you heard? I don't know. I'd like to do a study on, like, at what age do you stop saying like in between your words?
You probably, like, stop saying like when you're like.
But I wonder what age that is. Because you ever notice, like, teenagers, like, I guess, like, 15?
I don't think that other people, I don't know if older people use, like.
No, they don't.
I don't think it was part of their.
You don't think?
No, I don't think it was in the vocab.
Huh. I wonder.
I think this is a new thing.
It's weird.
People say, like, a lot.
People say, like, too much.
When I was on.
Like.
When I was in, when I was traveling around with these dudes, we'd play the game of life.
Yeah.
And in the game of life, you can't say, like, we'd pick a word of the day.
Yeah.
And the word of the day one day was like. If you say the word of the day, you have to drop down and do 10 push-ups.
No matter where.
No matter where the fuck you are.
That's funny.
You could be, you know, we could be walking around in a visiting a church. And you got to get down and do 10 push-ups. You could be at a club. You could be in the middle of a street, and then when you do your push-ups, you're also supposed to, like, make it in the most inconvenient spot. So, like, you could be on a wheelchair ramp and you block people with wheelchairs to do your 10 push-ups.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Yeah, it gets intense. But we made it like one day, and that was just,
it was horrible.
Ridiculous. I probably did like 300 push-ups that day. It was crazy. The only other harder word than that was I.
Oh, I can see that. Oh, shoot.
Oh. Oh, it was impossible.
Drop down and give me 10. Yeah.
When we were going to Oktoberfest, and the word of the day was I.
That's crazy.
We didn't make it through the day. We all quit because we all stopped talking. What are we going to do? We're like, we want to go to the store to buy milk. Like, me don't know where me going.
So you start, like, overthinking it too, man.
Cavemen. And then we just stop. We're like, we can't play this game anymore because it's impossible.
Oh man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You ever see that?
Oh, I saw that. What's you got to post that up there so everyone else can see it. Outdoor urinals. Where was that?
I think it was in France.
Really?
So.
Oui, dans la France, c'est possible d'avoir ça. What? Why would they have, especially in France? Why would they have outdoor urinals?
Some people don't piss on the street.
No, but this is France, though. France is so chic, isn't it?
Nah, dude. Paris is disgusting.
What?
You never been there?
No, man. I want to go.
You know that song by Kanye West and Jay-Z?
Oh, what's it called?
Niggas in Paris.
Yeah.
Guess what? That's where they all live.
Oh, seriously? Oh, man.
Like, Paris is gross, man.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What about, like, the Eiffel Tower and all around? It must be, it's clean though, right?
No. The biggest thing about Paris that I noticed is that it's filthy.
No way. I don't believe you, man.
Bro, it's
in what it's sense filthy. Though? Like, what are you talking about? Like, the streets, like garbage?
The streets are disgusting. There's homeless people. There's beggars everywhere.
What?
People trying to rip you off everywhere.
That's incredible. And it was supposed to be the city of love.
There was a homeless guy staying outside of my hotel who lived in a box.
Oh my bro. God.
Literally lived in a box. Really? I'm not just saying, you know, this guy lives in a box. He literally had a cardboard box.
Did he have a garage at least?
No, he had a shopping cart.
Damn.
And had all of his shit inside of his shopping cart. And at nighttime, after the store front closes where my hotel was, he opens up his box. He, like, wraps this big giant box around his shopping cart. But at the end of, like, during the daytime, he pushes it up against the tree. And it just looks like cardboard wrapped around a shopping cart.
Yeah.
But at nighttime, the cardboard all unwinds.
Oh, yeah.
That's his house.
Yeah.
And then he takes all the shit out of his shopping cart.
Yeah.
And he keeps everything inside now his box area. And like, I could have saved this story for Tales for the Trip, but who cares? I'll just tell it right now. I went out for pizza.
Break into it. Tales from the Trip.
Well,
or
whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyways, who cares? We're having a conversation. I went out. Was in Paris with my number one girl there, Emmeline.
Yeah,
the love of my life.
All right.
And we're having a romantic lunch.
Yeah.
And we go out. And, like, I don't know. We ate at some restaurant. I had pizza. Pizza was delicious, mm-hmm. but it was too big. I couldn't eat it all.
Yeah.
So every day, like, we walk past this dude, like, every night we walk past this dude in his box.
Yeah.
And I saw him because we stayed in Paris for a week. And every day I would see him and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, the homeless guy, you know, he's not the only homeless guy, but I'm like, this dude is like serious. Like, he's got pots and pans in his thing. He's doing crunches. He's like working out in his box. Like, it's intense. So I couldn't eat the pizza. And for one thing, people don't do takeout. Like, you don't eat you leave half a pizza, you just throw it in the garbage.
Huh.
And where I come from, you don't do that. You like pack it up, you take it home.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm going to take the other half of my pizza and I'm going to take it home. She's like the people don't even understand that concept. So they wrap it up in foil for me.
Yeah.
And then they give me a bag and I take it. She's like, what are you going to do with it? I'm like, oh, I'm like, I'm probably not going to eat it. Cause I'm not a guy to eat leftovers, but I'm like, I'll give it to the homeless dude.
Yeah.
He's going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm like, every day he's out asking people for money and stuff. You know, what better? I'll give him some delicious pizza. His fucking pizza was expensive. It cost like 20 euros.
Was it
good?
Was it gluten-free though?
No, definitely not. Extra gluten. But it was good pizza. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to give this to this dude.
Yeah.
So we get back and she's like, he's not going to take it. I'm like, what do you mean he's not? This guy's ask people for money every day because he's hungry.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring him delicious food. She's like, he won't take it. And I'm like, Listen, little French lady. Like, I'm going to show you. So we get there. She's like, I'm not even going to cross the street with you because it was across the street. And I walk over to him and I'm like, hi. And he's in his box. He's doing like push-ups. Like, no joke. You look in there.
Doing some Tai Bo.
He's got like pots and pans and like books and like sleeping bags. Like,
jeez, that guy's living.
He's got the whole setup.
Nice.
It's extravagant. And I'm like, this is for you. And he's like, no, no, no. And I'm like, what do you mean no? I'm like, it's pizza. I just got it.
Yeah.
He's like, no, 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 I don't want it. I'm like, nigga, you crazy. Like, you better. I'm like, you don't want this? I'm like, I just got it.
Yeah.
He's like, no, 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 no. I don't want it. I'm like, looking at this dude like, this guy's for real.
That's crazy.
Homeless people just shooting me down. I'm like, and I look across the street and she's just there like, told you so.
Oh, man.
And I go back and I'm like, fine, you don't want this? I wasn't even hungry. I made a point. I'm like, I'm going to eat this pizza. I should have just sat there and ate it right in front of him. Like, this shit's delicious. You hungry?
I know you must be hungry.
But he wouldn't take it. She's like, people like fuck around with the homeless people and they like put shit in their food. And
really?
So wow, that's scary, the homeless man. People won't take like food or drinks from people.
That's scary.
They only take money.
That is scary, man.
It's just crazy.
But I
Paris is gross, man. City's filthy.
I still can't believe that, man. I have to go and visit.
City is filthy, filthy, filthy.
All right, we just got a phone call from Rima.
Make sex noises?
Yes, make sex noises. You're on speakerphone right now, and you're on.
Oh my God.
You're
no,
on.
No, no, no.
It's too late.
Yeah. Okay, for real.
It's too late.
I'm looking straight through.
What's going on, Rima?
What are you doing on the podcast? What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about how disgusting Paris is.
Have you been?
How disgusting what is?
Paris.
What?
Paris, France.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Have you ever been to Paris, France?
Oh, Paris. How disgusting Paris is with all those dirty French hoes.
Exactly.
Am I allowed to say that on the podcast?
Of course, you can say whatever you want.
Woo! Party like a rock star. Okay, listen. Okay, can you grab me smoke for real? Do you know what I smoke?
Yes, baby. Send me a text message.
Okay. And you're coming in at 3:30?
Yes.
So you're doing your podcast, but you have to be here in 47 minutes.
Exactly.
All right, cool. We love you long time. Bring clothes for tonight, okay?
Yeah.
You're not coming?
No, I'm coming. Okay. I got to get back to the podcast.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Well, there's our first guest.
Wow, those are our first phone call. That was Rima. That's Rima.
Hi, Rima.
Hey, what up?
What up?
Thanks for the
thanks
phone
for
call.
Not contributing.
Yeah.
But Paris is really, it's like cool to see all of the sites, you know, Notre Dame, Sac de Coeur. Eiffel Tower, Mont Montre. It's like, it's cool stuff like that, but it's a huge tourist
trap, eh?
Where they like suck you into, like people will try to rob you. Like the hustlers there are such, like,
they're good, aren't they?
No, so obvious.
Really?
This guy, like, we were by L'Arc de Triomphe. You know what that thing is?
No, what is that?
I don't know. I don't even know what it is. L'Arc some big Triomphe, arc, some and then there's like
Triumph.
Anyways, everybody knows what this place is.
Yeah.
It's this big street, and it's like, it's a big tourist place. So they got like all the big high end stores are on this strip and stuff like that. There's like a dude will like walk by and he'll like bend down and pick up, all of a sudden he like picks up this gold ring and he shows it to you, like, is this yours? Does this belong to you?
Yeah.
And like, and while you're like talking to him and he's like, oh, take it, like some other guy comes up from behind you and like takes your shit.
Oh.
Or the guy, like,
has that ever has it happened to you? Like almost happened, or
no? Nah. I can spot these dudes a mile away. That's no hilarious. One try to pickpocket me.
That's funny.
I'll give everybody a tip. you want a tip? Here's your tip of the day. When you get off of the plane in Paris, you know, make sure your bags are all locked, because these guys will pickpocket the hell out of you, and just keep a whole bunch of tacks in your pocket. Somebody reaches in your pocket, you're gonna know, because they're gonna scream.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
No, but you just gotta keep your eye. Nobody tried. Never. I never lost a single thing.
That's good.
Nobody's pickpocketing me. Fucking, I'm not that whitewashed. I'm still a scary black guy.
So yeah, man.
So go if you go to Paris, go do all that stuff. But just realize it's gonna cost you like it's super expensive. The city's really dirty.
Man.
There's lots of
what a shame.
Shitty shit that's over there, but there's still like all of the cool history stuff.
Yeah.
All that stuff is still pretty cool to see.
Maybe that's probably like one of the last places I want to visit then on my list.
Make it the last.
Sounds like it's overrated. You might
want to go there early. It's overrated, just like Amsterdam. Overrated.
I could totally imagine that's overrated.
But like... me and my friend, we went out for breakfast.
Yeah.
Had two croissants.
Two croissants.
One croissant for me, one croissant for her.
All right.
Two coffees.
Yes. Two croissants, two coffees.
Two croissants, two coffees, and...
any dessert?
Two orange juice.
All right. Holy cow, that's a huge bill, man.
1740 euros.
That's insane.
That's like 20... something, 25 bucks.
Croissants aren't even like filling breads.
No.
They're filled with air.
That's it, dude.
That's crazy, man.
It's insane.
Man, you're a high roller.
Well, big baller, shot caller.
All right.
Yeah, dude. It's expensive.
That's insane.
But it's a different lifestyle when you go over there.
Oh, wow. That looks delicious. You got to post these pictures up. You got to post these pictures up for people to see the wonderful things that you're eating.
And smoking.
Hey, I thought you didn't smoke.
Well, when you're in Amsterdam, what are you going to do? A little joint never hurt anybody. A little bit of marijuana.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, my God. It's in a nice bag and everything.
Yeah. So these are the things you do. When you go over there, you just
you gotta immerse live like yourself. Do. Yeah.
Into the, you know, you go to Paris, you go to see the Eiffel Tower, you go to Amsterdam, you smoke some weed.
Huh.
Eat some mushrooms.
Nice. Just make sure, psychedelics.
Just make sure people, when you're in Amsterdam,
yeah,
and you think that you're like, you know, the king of smoking,
yeah,
like, don't try to prove something to people. it just doesn't work. It never ends pretty.
That's funny, man.
Like, I know this guy. Yeah,
is this it? You gotta tell this. This is tales.
I know this guy
from the trip, man.
Yeah, I know this guy from all the tales from the trip intro.
Tales from the trip.
Trip. No, I know this guy in Amsterdam. He's like, oh yeah, you know, he wanted to get mushrooms.
Yeah,
and the mushrooms are. He went to like a coffee shop and he got mushrooms, but you can buy them like light or mild, like medium or like extra strength.
It's like chicken wings,
right? So this dude's like, you know, the first time I got the medium one, and he's like, it didn't have any effect on me. Huh. And so, you know, so then he just bought more weed and sat in the smoking room at the hostel and just got baked all day.
Yeah.
And then the next day he's like, oh, I'm going to go and try mushrooms again. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, dude.
cool, dude.
I was high. What am I going to say? I was hoping he wasn't asking me to go with him because I couldn't move. So, you know, he's like, I'm going to go get mushrooms. I'm going to get the extra strength, man. I'm like,
extra strength.
I'm like, whoa, like, who are you going to be tripping out with? Like, you know, he's like, just by myself, man. like, really? I'm like, why don't you wait like another day and like maybe somebody else will go with you and you can have like a mushroom experience. He's like, no, I'm going to go get it right now. So he goes and gets his mushrooms, comes back, munches them all down.
Oh, my God.
Extra strength. Yep, that'll do it.
The medium didn't work.
15 minutes later, this guy's fucking
tripping,
puking all over the place.
Oh, my God.
And, like, the smoking room of the hostel, which is, like, the sacred, like, that's where people literally, like, camp out in the smoking room for days and just sit there and just get blazed all day.
That's crazy.
And this guy's throwing up because he's fucked up on mushrooms. He's throwing up all over the place. Like, I'm like, oh man, like you didn't have to go and do that. You know, you could have had a different experience. You don't have to try to prove anything to people. And then there's like so many other people that are like, oh yeah, whatever. I smoke weed all day, blah blah.
Smoke weed every day.
I'm like, all right, you guys are cool. You guys are losers.
Oh man.
And they're like, yeah, you know, I can smoke this shit all day. And they sit there and they try to. They just go into
trying to prove
for no reason. Like, I don't know who they're proving it to because everyone else is high. Nobody cares. You know? This guy's like the king, fucking taking these power tokes. Like you guys are out of here.
Oh man, what a great way! And they traveled all the way to Amsterdam to do that. That's hilarious.
This dude was there for 3 weeks. He was only supposed to be there for 10 days.
Oh man,
he just extends his stay every day. He's never gonna get out of there.
Oh my god, he's stuck in the trap.
He's loving it. But literally I would go, like
Groundhog Day,
I would be like, okay, I'm gonna go like check out the Anne Frank Museum and roll out with a couple people and go like do some tourist attraction shit.
Yeah.
And then come back, you know, I see the people there like 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
They're getting high. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever, you know, smoke. And then, you know, I come back at like, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock, right before dinner. Hey, still there? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, okay, cool. I'm like, I'm going to go get something to eat. Like, all right, cool. Go over to Burger Shack, which is like the best burgers that I've ever had.
It's really? Like, I still have to find a good burger joint here in Toronto, yeah.
And, you know, you go over to Burger Shack, you get, you know, a great burger. And, you know, you get ready, you go to the store, you buy some beers, go back to the hostel, crack a couple, then you sit at the hostel pub, start drinking with everybody for happy hour, you look into the smoking room. Yeah, these guys are putting in full shifts, like 12-hour days of just sitting in a room. Like not even, they don't even have a book. Like they're not even doing anything halfway productive.
Oh, my God.
And that's why I was like, you know, I was booked there for a week, but after like 3 or 4 days, I was like,
yeah, that's enough.
I've already seen all the tourist attractions. I did the Heineken experience. I did the
How was that? Museum. Was that good?
It's just like going to Steam Whistle, same thing.
Nah.
Just a brewery. Nothing that spectacular. You know, you go to the top of the library in Amsterdam, and that's where you get the best view of the entire city.
Nice.
It's like the biggest building.
Crazy.
And, but yeah, Amsterdam's got cool things, man. Red Light District is insane.
Really? Is it?
Dude, the hottest girls I've ever seen in my life.
In Amsterdam.
Are hookers in Amsterdam.
Ugh.
That's the crazy. Hottest chicks in the entire planet. I don't know where they bring them in from.
No way.
Dude, you walk up and down that Red Light District and they're banging on the windows and you're like, holy shit, like, aren't you the hottest girl in the world? What are you doing behind that glass door? And you're like, you know, I got to stay focused. I just got to keep a straight line, keep on walking because these girls are really that hot.
Wow. Interesting.
But I don't do hookers. It's part of my motto.
You're allergic.
I'm allergic to hookers. I'm allergic to paying for it. It's way too cheap.
Yeah, that's funny.
We got to that point, but there's tons of dudes that, like, I met a dude that banged two hookers back to back.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
I know.
That is disgusting.
These guys don't care, though.
That's Amsterdam for you, I guess, huh?
Sex show Amsterdam. Pretty intense.
Really?
Yeah. It's like one of the things that you got to, like, you go to Amsterdam, you go to check out the red light district.
Yeah.
Don't videotape, otherwise the pimps will come out and beat the shit out of you.
Really?
No cameras. Like, you make, there's not even like a rule. Like, there's no postings. Like, don't take, it's like,
you just, yeah.
You, yeah. Somehow it's like, I better not take a picture.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to come out and club me, throw me in the river, and that's what'll happen.
That's so
it's like, you don't take pictures, you don't take video.
Huh.
And you just, you know, if you want to go in, you just open the door and walk in.
You just walk into the glass,
yeah, like
door.
Yeah, like they're glass doors. And they'll, like, the girls, with some of the girls are aggressive. They sit there and bang on the window, like, come here, come here, come here. And, you know, they're, like, dressing like panties and bras and stuff. And then they'll, like, some girls will even, like, if you walk too close, they'll, like, open up the door and they'll, like, grab you.
Oh, my God.
But it's, trust me, some of them are, like, the hottest girls I've ever seen.
What about, didn't you travel somewhere, like, in Spain or something?
Yeah.
Barcelona? Was it Barcelona?
I was in Barcelona.
You gotta tell stories about Barcelona because I want to go visit Barcelona.
Barcelona is just a really cool city.
Yeah, that's what I hear, man. Coolest city, like,
super
in the world.
It's a super cool place. But one place at a time. Amsterdam, crazy.
Yeah.
They got pretty decent club scene and super confusing to get around.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they have a subway system in Amsterdam?
No, bicycles, dude.
What?
Amsterdam's so small.
That's like, crazy.
You can bike around Amsterdam in like 40 minutes. Like,
huh?
The whole city. It's super tiny.
Yeah.
So that's why you can see everything. So you can do everything you want to do in Amsterdam in, like, one day.
Really?
You can go hit all the tourist attractions in one day. Van Gogh Museum, Heineken Experience, Library, Anne Frank Museum.
Red Light District.
Red Light District at nighttime. Clubs, boom, you can leave the next day and you've done it all.
Huh. Well, I think that's what I'll do.
So why? Are you planning a trip out there?
No.
No?
No.
Well, you should. Should have came with me, dummy.
I should have. Next time. Next time you travel like the world, I'm in.
Well, that's what you said last time.
No, I'm in.
But that's it. And if you go to a sex show in Amsterdam, just make sure you sit in the back row. That's my only advice.
Why? You get wet in the front?
Because you never know who's jerking off behind you.
Ugh.
You want to get hit in the back of the head or something.
Oh, man. That's disgusting. That is so bad.
It is so bad.
But, all right.
But that's it, dude. That's it. That's all. That's the tales. That's the whole story.
Leave some comments.
Leave some comments. You know,
download.
Download. Listen.
Suggestions. Constructive criticism.
Go to the Podomatic website. Play it. Like it. Subscribe. I don't know. Do all that stuff.
Do everything you gotta do.
Just remember, don't call me whitewasher. Otherwise, you get slapped like a mom.
Pimp slap. Aye.
That's it. I got issues. IGOTISSUESS.
All right.
Twitter. You know, go to the Twitter thing.
Check it out.